All set.
All right. This is Commissioner Susan Liefald. We're meeting today on case number PU07791. This is an application to amend the quarter certificate and route permit for a crude oil pipeline filed by Enbridge Pipeline. Today, it's Friday, May 23rd at 9:30 a.m. The commission is meeting today in the hearing room. First of all, I'll go to Commissioner Kramer, who holds the portfolio, and see if he has any opening comments.
Well, just good morning and welcome, and I think everything's pretty clear to us here, but look forward to a thorough hearing.
Thanks. All right, Commissioner Clark.
Just good morning and welcome. Look forward to it.
Then for the record, because we are taping this morning, and for people who are on the phone, we'll first introduce commission staff. Patrick Fahn is with us today, and Bill Binnick, Commerce Counsel. And then we'll go to Enbridge.
Yes, thank you. Brian Biella with the law firm of Fleck, Mather, and Strutz in Bismarck, representing Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota LLC in this proceeding. Along with me are two representatives, Brent Horton and Jeff McInthune.
Jeff, and his last name again was?
McInthune.
Mm-hmm. Nice to have you with us. All right. And then we have two other people present in the room. If you'll speak up, please, loudly and announce who you are.
I'm Claudia Schroll with Enbridge.
Sally Joyce with Enbridge.
All right. And then joining us on the telephone, if you'll please introduce yourselves.
My name is Lori Sandberg.
And you're with whom?
We're representing ourselves.
All right. Okay. And then is there anyone else on the line today? All right, thank you very much. Okay, when we hold an informal hearing, first we go to the applicants and ask them to please go over their application with the commission.
Yes, thank you. I just want to pass out a little scoping map. It just kind of gives you a broad overview of the whole project. Commissioners, we have two people who would just like to give you a brief overview of the project. First is Brent Horton with Enbridge to kind of discuss the project. And then Jeff McInthune is an environmental specialist just to briefly highlight environmental cultural resource issues. They would be the persons who will be speaking today.
All right. And if you'll have them speak right into the mic.
Yes.
That would be good. Go ahead.
Please state your name and business address.
Brent Horton, 2505 16th Street Southwest, Minot, North Dakota, 58701.
And Brent, what is your position with Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota LLC?
I'm the manager of regional services and development.
And are you the project manager for the Enbridge for the pump station upgrades?
Yes.
And would you please briefly describe the existing Enbridge pipeline system in North Dakota?
The original pipeline was constructed by Portal Pipeline Company in 1962 and extended from Lignite, North Dakota to Clearbrook, Minnesota. Subsequent extensions were made in the late 1960s to western North Dakota and eastern Montana. In 1983, Portal extended its pipeline from Beaver Lodge Station in Williams County to oil fields being developed in western North Dakota. In 2007, a second pipeline was constructed between Trenton and Beaver Lodge stations in Williams County.
And have these pump stations, which are the subject of this hearing today, which include, it's 10 of the 11 stations that were in the application, we're excluding Penn, of course, been the subject, been considered by the Public Service Commission in prior cases?
Most of them. The following stations have previously been cited by the commission: Alexander Station in McKenzie County, Trenton and Beaver Lodge stations in Williams County, Stanley and Blaisdell stations in Montreal County, Denby Station in McHenry County, and Larimore Station in Grand Forks County. It does not appear that Minot, Pleasant Lake, and Bartlett stations have been cited by the Public Service Commission.
And Brent, what are the markets for the crude oil which is shipped by Enbridge in the North Dakota system?
The majority of crude produced in the Williston Basin and shipped on the Enbridge system is refined in Minnesota and Wisconsin refineries. Some volumes are also delivered to other Midwestern refineries, such as the Tesoro refinery in Mandan.
And what is the current capacity of the existing Enbridge pipeline system in North Dakota?
Approximately 110,000 barrels per day.
And if these pump station upgrades are approved by the Commission, what will the capacity of the pipeline system be in North Dakota?
It is anticipated that approximately 51,600 additional barrels of crude oil will be able to be shipped from Minot into Clearbrook.
And why is this additional pipeline capacity needed?
The existing pipeline infrastructure in North Dakota and neighboring states is at capacity. In April 2006, the pipeline infrastructure was short about 15,000 barrels per day. Lack of space on existing pipelines has caused the price of petroleum products to drop significantly on several occasions in the Williston Basin crude oil market. The need for this project results from a lack of capacity to carry Williston Basin crude oil to market. Oil producers in the Williston Basin have urgently requested this additional pipeline capacity to be brought online as soon as possible. The upgrades to these stations would accomplish the objective of allowing additional oil produced in the Williston Basin to reach market. Production in the Williston Basin continues to ramp up. These upgrades are needed immediately to help relieve the bottleneck and avoid or limit apportionment of pipeline capacity that shippers are currently experiencing on the Enbridge system, despite the fact that our Phase 5 expansion has been gradually placed into service in 2007 and reached its current 110,000 barrel per day capacity in the first quarter of this year.
And will these station upgrades be constructed on land already owned by Enbridge?
Yes. With the exception of Beaver Lodge Station, where additional approximate 5 acres is being acquired for a new storage tank. Otherwise, all construction at these stations will take place on land already owned by Enbridge.
And would you just briefly describe the major components of the upgrades at each station?
Starting from the west at Alexander Station in McKenzie County, the installation of a new pump and motor, a new control building, and DRA skidding equipment, DRA being drag reducing agent. Trenton Station in Williams County, DRA skidding equipment. Beaver Lodge Station in Williams County, installation of a new pump and motor, new booster pump, new control building and DRA skidding equipment, and the construction of a new above ground storage tank. Stanley Station in Montreal County, installation of a new pump and motor, new control building, and DRA skidding equipment. Blaisdell Station in Montreal County, installation of new pump and motor, new control building, and DRA skidding equipment. Minot Station in Ward County, 3 new pump and motor combinations, 2 new booster pumps, a new control building, and DRA skidding equipment.
I have a question. On the sheets that you've given to the commission in the application, all of these talk about a 4,160V power service. Can you tell me how that relates to, because you haven't mentioned that with any of the applications. Just tell me how that relates to what the new upgrades are going to be. It says new. Each one has this power installation.
Yeah, the utility service is bringing in, instead of some of the existing stations have 2,300 volt services, all new motors and stuff are 4,160 volt service that we require, so it would be a 5,000 volt service would come in.
Okay.
And that would be done by the utilities.
All right, thank you.
And just to clarify, Commissioner, rather than list everything that's going on at every station, we're just trying to highlight the big
okay,
things.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Denby Station in McHenry County, installation of a new pump and motor, new control building and DRA skidding equipment. Pleasant Lake Station in Benson County, installation of 2 new pump and motors, new control building, DRA skidding equipment. Bartlett Station in Ramsey County, installation of 2 new pump and motors, a new control building and DRA skidding equipment. And finally, Larimore Station in Grand Forks County, installation of new pump and motor, new control building, and DRA skidding equipment.
And Brent, what is the anticipated time schedule for completion of these pump station upgrades?
Enbridge hopes to commence construction in June of this year, 2008. The estimated completion date is on or before December 2009 with full capacity in early 2010.
And what is the anticipated construction cost for these pump station upgrades?
Approximately $119,700,000. This includes the Penn Station, which is subject of a later hearing before the commission.
And is it the request of Enbridge that the upgrades to the 10 pump stations, which are the subject of this hearing, be approved by the commission, and the commission issue corridor certificates and route permits for these pump station upgrades?
Yes.
And is it the further request of Enbridge that the Public Service Commission issue the appropriate corridor certificates and route permits as soon as possible so that construction may commence yet this spring?
Yes.
And I have nothing further of Mr. Horton.
All right. Are there questions by the commissioners?
You know, I really don't have any questions. I guess I've read, besides the application, of course. Have you all seen staff's memo?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which, you know, I think, describes the situation pretty well. And the only real new situation, as you talked about, Brent, of course, is the Beaver Lodge station where you have some new property you had to purchase, and that's all met all of the other standards, I guess, of cultural and resources.
Well, we have another witness on the cultural resources
yet. I understand that, but this isn't informal, and I hesitate to, you know, burden us with too much if we don't need to do it, or you. And obviously, you're prepared, and I want to hear from that. But my main point is you've seen the staff memo, and everything seems to be in order from the staff standpoint. You concur with all of that?
Yes, Commissioner, we do.
Okay. I really don't have any questions.
All right, then we'll go, seeing that Commissioner Clark and I have no questions for this witness. At staff, do you have any?
No.
All right, and is that the affidavit that you needed to have provided by the company that you mentioned in your staff memo, the memo that he just read?
The company, go ahead, Brian.
No, Commissioner, we have separately submitted this morning a separate signed affidavit.
All right, and does that include similar information to what he just presented to us?
It actually goes into more detail because it lists all the bullet points that Mr. Binnick traditionally asks in his question.
Oh, yes.
They're all in there.
Okay, all right. And would you provide us with a hard copy of the information that you just read into the record?
Sure, we can do that.
Thank you. That would be good. It would be helpful for our staff. All right, and then we'll go to your next person that you'd like to call on. You have two mics now. How about that? One for you and one for Brian.
Thank you. And Jeff, please state your full name and business address.
Jeff McIntoon with Mergent Incorporated of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And is the purpose of your appearing here today to discuss cultural resources and environmental matters with respect to upgrades to the 10 Enbridge pump stations, which are the subject of this hearing?
Yes.
And please just briefly describe your education and work experience.
I have a Bachelor of Science in Environmental Studies from Bemidji State University. I have 10 years of experience with pipeline environmental and regulatory compliance and permitting. In addition, I am certified as a professional wetland scientist by the Society of Wetland Scientists. I am a certified wetland delineator in Minnesota and have training in Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, environmental compliance, and environmental report preparation.
And did you assist in preparation of the cultural resource and environmental reports which are included in the application of the Public Service Commission?
Yes.
And would you please first summarize the cultural resource investigations which have been completed?
Cultural resource investigations have been conducted for all of the proposed study areas. Investigations at Alexander, Trenton, Stanley, Blaisdell, and Denby, and Larimore were conducted as part of a previous pump station project which were authorized by the North Dakota Public Service Commission in case number PU-06-349. Investigations at Beaver Lodge, Minot, Pleasant Lake, and Bartlett stations could not be documented for the entire project area. Therefore, new studies were completed. The new studies concluded that no historic properties would be affected by the proposed Beaver Lodge, Minot, Pleasant Lake, and Bartlett Station upgrades. The North Dakota State Historical Society, or SHPO, has concurred in our recommendations. The SHPO concurrence letter is found as Exhibit C to the application.
And Jeff, would you please briefly describe the results of the wetland assessment which was completed?
Yes. The wetland assessment was completed for all the project areas in the fall of 2007. No wetlands were present or near the Alexander, Trenton, Stanley, Blaisdell, Denby, Larimore, Beaver Lodge, Minot, or Bartlett stations. Two wetlands were identified near the Pleasant Lake station. However, these wetlands will not be disturbed by the project.
And also, please briefly describe the review of biological resources which was completed.
A review of the study area did not identify areas for animals or plant species that are unique or rare to the state and could possibly be irreversibly damaged by the proposed project. A letter was sent to the North Dakota Game and Fish Department to determine whether the proposed project would have any significant adverse effects on unique or rare animals and plant species. A response from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department was received on December 21st, 2007, and is included as Exhibit E to the application. And it states that the project would not result in significant adverse impacts on wildlife or wildlife habitat, including endangered species.
And Jeff, are any of the Public Service Commission's exclusion areas contained within the project areas?
No.
And are any of the Public Service Commission's avoidance areas contained within the project areas?
No.
And with respect to the Public Service Commission's selection criteria, were any potential impacts identified?
Yes. Potential impacts were identified to human health and safety, animal health and safety, and plant life. With respect to human health and safety, pipelines have an excellent safety record. Enbridge will design, construct, and operate the proposed upgrades in accordance with all applicable safety laws and standards, including the U.S. DOT's pipeline standards published in Part 195, Title 49 of the U.S. Code of Federal Regulations. These regulations are intended to ensure adequate protection of the public and to prevent accidents and failures. With respect to animal health and safety, impacts to wildlife will be limited. Local wildlife have generally adapted to the daily noise and ongoing operations at the existing stations, and therefore impacts to wildlife are expected to be minimal. With respect to plant life, approximately 4.1 acres of land at the Beaver Lodge station and 0.09 acres contained at the Pleasant Lake station would be converted to industrial use. Due to the small nature of the project over a large geographic area, these acreages represent only a very small percentage of available plant and animal habitat on a regional basis. Enbridge consulted, as I previously mentioned, with the North Dakota Game and Fish regarding potential impacts to wildlife and wildlife habitat and endangered species, and the Game and Fish Department indicated that the proposed project would not result in significant adverse impacts to wildlife or habitat, including endangered species.
And Jeff, with respect to the policy criteria of the commission, do any have application to this project?
Yes, Enbridge has designed this project to take advantage of its existing facilities to the maximum extent possible. With respect to local laborers, it is anticipated that approximately 25% of the labor needed would be hired from the local population. In the short term, the local economy is anticipated to benefit while construction crews are in the field. Most importantly, the additional crude oil allowed to be shipped after the upgrades are completed would be a boost to the local economy and of the state of North Dakota in allowing more Williston Basin crude oil to reach markets and to increase tax revenues generated from production and extraction taxes.
And how will Enbridge monitor impacts during construction?
Enbridge is committed to protecting the environment and in complying with all applicable environmental laws, regulations, and standards. Enbridge requires environmental training of all project personnel prior to construction. Environmental monitoring in the form of ongoing inspections will be conducted during and following construction. Inspectors will monitor compliance with required environmental protection measures, permit conditions, and specifications, and provide ongoing oversight of day-to-day issues that may arise during construction.
And please describe the general mitigation measures to be taken.
Mitigation measures to minimize adverse impacts of the proposed project include adoption of environmental guidelines for construction by Enbridge, which is included as Exhibit G to the application. These environmental guidelines were developed based on Enbridge's experience implementing best management practices during construction. In addition, Enbridge has adopted a spill prevention, contaminant, and control plan that describes spill prevention and control measures to minimize impacts of any project-related spills during construction.
And has Enbridge discussed this project with other state and federal and local entities?
Yes. Enbridge has consulted with numerous state, federal, and local agencies to identify potential environmental resources in the project area, and no problems or concerns have been raised by any of the commentators.
And what other, if any, local, state, or federal permits or approvals are needed for this project?
A stormwater permit from the North Dakota Department of Health is still required and will be submitted approximately 30 days before construction commences. And at the Beaver Lodge Station, Enbridge will obtain a zoning permit for the new land once it has been purchased from the landowner.
And how is pipeline operation and safety monitored?
A control center located in Estevan, Canada, is manned by pipeline operators 24 hours a day. A computerized pipeline control system allows these operators to remotely monitor and control the pipeline and related facilities. This control center also serves as an emergency center to receive calls from employees or the public reporting unusual conditions. Included are emergency shutdown capabilities and isolation of the pipeline, and notification procedures in the event of a suspected emergency. The pipeline is also protected against corrosion in a number of ways. The pipeline is covered with a protective coating, and in addition, all buried metallic structures are under cathodic protection system as required by pipeline safety regulations. Enbridge conducts routine inspections of the pipeline and its facilities to ensure that the system is operating in compliance with federal regulations. Enbridge also conducts a comprehensive public education program to ensure that the affected public, excavators, local public officials, and emergency units of government are aware of how to recognize and avoid or respond to a pipeline emergency. Enbridge has also been active at the local, county, and state level in emergency response planning and joint training and exercises to prepare all potential responders to deal with emergencies. The pipeline is marked at all public road and railroad crossings at a minimum to increase the public's awareness of the underground pipeline, and Enbridge is a member of the North Dakota One Call System. In addition, Enbridge's emergency response plan has been submitted and approved by the U.S. Department of Transportation's Office of Pipeline Safety.
And Jeff, to date, have any local, state, or federal agencies or units of government objected to these pump station upgrades?
No.
And in your opinion, if the proposed pump station upgrades are constructed, will there be any significant long-term irreversible effects to the environment or to cultural resources?
No.
And that would conclude our Mr. McInthune's comments.
All right. Does staff have any questions? I have one. Why should I have any confidence in what in the material that's included in this application?
Well, the information provided in the application was researched in detail, and the information provided within it is correct to the best of my knowledge.
But you're saying to the best of your knowledge, so is that accurate?
Yeah, I believe yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, we expect in an application to have all the information included, you know, not just to the best of your knowledge. And so to the best of your knowledge can mean that things are omitted that are important to the commission to consider in an order.
I believe there are no environmental concerns that I feel the commission would have concern about at this point. Everything that could possibly be affected by the proposed project are included in the application.
And is your firm the same one who did the last application before the commission regarding these pump stations?
No, it is not.
Thank you. Yes.
Are the statements made by Mr. McIntoon, does Brent Horton cover the same information in the affidavit? The environmental aspects?
Well, yes, he has committed to those environmental requirements of the commission in his affidavit, yes.
And Commissioner, did you want a hard copy of Mr. McIntoon's
yes, I would.
Comments okay. as well?
Yes, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Okay. Any further questions from my fellow commissioners?
No, but I might just make one disclosure to you guys, realizing that the Penn Station is not part of this hearing, but rather let you know I did stop by the Penn Station when I was up in the area for the Langdon Wind Farm just to look at it to get a personal sense of the proximity to the community. And so I know we have a formal hearing coming up to discuss that, but I just wanted to disclose that while we had this opportunity. All right.
Anything further that you would wish to put on the record for the commission to consider?
Nothing further, Commissioner.
All right.
You've noticed that staff is recommending approval. If we get this on the next commission schedule, that would be adequate.
A week or two, something like that?
Yes, June 4th.
2 weeks from Wednesday. I forgot what day it is.
I think it's June 4th, if that's a Wednesday.
That sounds right. Yeah.
That would be fine.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if the commission then closes. Oh, we should ask whether the people on the telephone have anything that they would like to share before we close this informal hearing. Do the
Ms. Sandberg.
Ms. Sandberg, do you have anything that you would like to share?
Not at this time.
All right.
I was also wondering, though, since this is a recorded conversation here, can we get a copy of this? Because
yes,
my husband isn't able to listen in today, and he would like to hear the comments that were made.
Posted on the web.
Yes, we attach this to the commission's website, and you can download it from there.
Okay, thank you.
You look into the where it says commission meetings and the agenda. Mm-hmm. If you go in that part of our website, you'll see a link for the audio.
Okay, thank you.
And if you have any problems accessing that, then let our staff member Tom Rafferty know, and he can assist you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. All right. There being no further comments before the commission, we'll close case number PU07791. We're not closing the case. We're closing the informal hearing on case number PU07791. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah.